Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hi guys, I hope you're all doing well. Welcome back to another episode of the Good Vibes Club. Can we believe it's now been, I think, like 12 episodes and I'm still going strong. We've still uploaded every Wednesday. We've had some amazing guests and I am so here for it. I didn't realize I would love making this podcast as much as I do, but it's honestly my favorite way to have a chat with you and just express myself and feel like I've got a different avenue, because my Instagram and my social media in general tends to not be too heavily manifestation focused or kind of life focused in this way. And it's really nice to be able to touch on different subjects with you and really dive deeper into all things life, being a woman, etc. So as we can obviously see from the title of this episode, today's is quite a relevant one to my life at the moment. And I've been struggling, guys. Like, I've been in probably the worst headspace that I've been in for around about 2 years, maybe a little bit less than that, where I've just had this uncontrollable anxiety and just felt really low. I don't really know how to explain best what's been happening, but there's just been a lot going on at once. So there's been a lot of worries in my life, a lot of overwhelm. Me and James, actually, as you're listening to this podcast, we will be in Australia, which is super exciting. So at the time of listening, I'm currently in Sydney. If you want to check out all the content surrounding that, like the pictures and videos and stuff, obviously head to my Instagram and my TikTok. The YouTube videos will be coming when I'm home, but we're actually away for a month, which is really exciting. So we're doing Australia and New Zealand. But on the day of recording, I have about 5 days until I leave. The whole trip kind of got upended about 2 weeks ago. So we essentially changed our entire plan and completely changed the trip to rebook it, which is chaos. I love chaos. We know this already. I've said this in other episodes, but it's been a lot because not only are we booking to get the flights there and back, and a hotel, but we are also doing van life. So we're going to actually be spending 2 weeks in a van at some point in this trip. We're also doing a bit of a road trip. We've got lots and lots of things planned and it's going to be the most epic adventure of my life. It's an absolute bucket list for me. Like, I've always, always, always wanted to do van life in Australia. Absolute dream. And it's been a lot. So I've had that happening. I've had like 3 weeks to do 7 weeks of work, which granted, probably could have done before, but I left it last minute as always. What a surprise. Chaos mode over here. But it's been a lot. So there's a lot going on like that. And then it's also just been mentally, I just had a bit of a dip and there's no real reason for that dip. It's just, there's a lot of things going on. I think I'm a bit burnt out. And I thought now would be the perfect time to make an episode where I talk you through how I'm getting out of this rut, how I've done it before, and how I really up my vibration when I'm feeling low. So kind of leads back to the healthy habits episode, if you've listened to that, where I talked all about like how I keep myself feeling good vibes all the time and how I keep my positivity and stuff. Don't get me wrong, I still do all those things, but I do find that when I'm having a bit of a dip, I sometimes struggle to keep those things going at a constant, and that's totally okay. That's such a normal thing that happens. But I find at the moment I have to really prioritize things and like prioritize the self-care and self-love. So I thought this episode would be really ideal if you are also struggling. Hopefully you're not, because it's such an awful way to feel. But if you are, I'm sending you so much love and so many cuddles, and hopefully we can work through this together and we will be back to our best selves in no time. So without further ado, we're going to get into the good vibes of the week, which I think goes without saying, the fact that I'm going on this epic trip. Although I have just got back yesterday from a little girls' weekend in Cyprus, which is really exciting. So we went away to Cyprus for a long weekend for my friend Ebony's birthday and stayed in this beautiful villa. And we just had a really relaxing time. We actually stayed at James Villa's property, which I can link in the show notes, which was so beautiful. Really, really nice and quiet and gorgeous. This lovely pool, beautiful bedrooms, really comfy beds. It was just stunning. And we had such a nice time. We didn't stop laughing. We did, however, underestimate the weather a little bit. So we basically lived in the dressing gowns. Thank God they gave us, because we thought, you know, it's Cyprus. It's always warm. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be beautiful. So sunny, so hot. And it was about, it ranged from like 15 to 20 degrees. So the first day we were adamant. We were like, let's get in our bikinis. Let's get by that pool and let's get a tan. So we're all sat there in bikinis. The wind was a little bit nippy. Like, when the sun was out and there was no wind, it was fine. But whenever the wind came, we'd just be like quickly whipping on these dressing gowns and like really chilly. And in the evenings, it was a little bit cooler. But do you know what? Still way warmer than England. Still beautiful. We had some gorgeous sunshine. went to see these amazing sea caves and just had a lovely time. So it was just amazing. And I've definitely found a lot of comfort recently in surrounding myself with people who make me feel good. So those people, friends and boyfriend and family, etc., who just really uplift me and inspire me to be the best version of myself. And let me tell you, the girls that I was in Cyprus with are the most incredible human beings. Like, each and every one of them are just so beautiful and special in their own right. And I just love spending time with them and hearing more about them and like chatting through really deep subjects and just talking through just everything. And it was just so lovely to have that situation for a few days. And I've just come back and it's just been amazing. Like, I feel really inspired and uplifted. Granted, I did get up this morning and have a bit of a cry, but I have found that I'm really managing to work through it. And I am starting to get out the other side, which is just a like hallelujah moment, because when you are in the depths of that mode, it does feel like the most impossible task ever, but you can do it. You'll get there. Nothing lasts forever and you will see the light at the end of that tunnel. And I'm starting to get there and it's so beautiful. So I thought I would talk you through the things that have been really helping me, and hopefully one, two, three, or maybe all of them will resonate with you. Obviously, take from this what you will. Some of these might not resonate really well with you. Some of them might be things that you maybe don't want to try, but I just thought I'd give a really well-rounded list of things that help me now and have helped me in the past to really up my vibrations, feel a bit more positive, and get back on the attitude of gratitude train, which is my favorite train to be on. So we're going to start from the beginning, and I'm going to say that if you need to cry, let yourself cry. This is the biggest thing ever. If you are feeling low, you need to feel that emotion. And I never used to understand when people said this, but it's so true. And last week I was having the worst time. Like, I had one day where I genuinely sat on the sofa and I just bawled my eyes out the entire day. And bless his heart, James actually did send me my Starbucks order to try and make me feel better. And it was just the most lovely thing anyone ever could have done for me in that moment. It just made me feel, oh God, why am I getting teary? But it was just amazing. It was so sweet of him. And I really, really thought that was like my lowest day. Like, I was really struggling. And the one thing that he said to me was to just let myself cry. Don't bottle it up. Don't pretend it's not happening. Just really feel that emotion and allow myself to just sit in it for a little while. Obviously, don't dwell on it for too long. Like, have that kind of end goal and just be like, do you know what? Today, I'm going to let myself feel this and I'm going to feel everything I need to. I'm going to have a cry. I'm going to let it out. And then we'll start to heal. Because if you keep bottling things up, it just never helps. Like, you have to let it out and you have to feel it. Because if you just keep bottling things up, eventually you'll end up with one of those releases where everything just comes up at once and it's not nice. It's not the nicest feeling ever. But if you allow yourself to have that little cry and just let yourself feel the emotion, it will feel better overall. And I do find sometimes if I feel really down and I really want to cry and I just let myself do it, typically within like an hour or two, I feel okay and I'm just kind of a little bit more released and I feel like I've let go of something, because crying is a massive release and just feeling that awful emotion, which none of us want to feel. Like, no one wants to cry, no one wants to feel sad, but it does definitely help. And as long as you try not to dwell on it too much, like, the worst thing you can do is sit in that and just stay in it. But if you allow yourself to like feel that emotion and just know that there's an end goal and be like, okay, look, I'm going to allow myself to have this little cry. It's going to feel better. And then I'm going to pick myself up and I'm going to do one of like your favorite self-care tasks or something that makes you feel good. And I promise you it'll feel 10 times better. So that kind of leads on to the rest of what I'm going to say, because I've got a few different things written down, which are ways that I try and like perk myself up. So the first is to get into nature, because whether I sit in my garden on my lunch break or take a long walk down like a park that I really love, or, you know, even take a drive through nature, it makes you feel so much better. You don't necessarily have to be exercising in it. Like, you could just sit outside, but just hearing the sounds of nature and just being in nature is just so healing for the soul. I know it's not for everyone, but I really do find that just getting out and just being in nature is so, so beautiful. One of my favorite things to do actually is, not right now because it is still cold, but I love sitting on my balcony for at least half an hour a day. So what I'll typically do when it gets a bit warmer is really try to make a conscious effort to have my breakfast or my lunch on the balcony, or at least a coffee for like 15 minutes, because it really does help me feel relaxed. And I think it's the sound of the birds and like the wind and just seeing all these beautiful green trees and stuff. It makes me feel so good. And today the sun is beaming and it's beautiful outside. So I think I'm going to have to try, even though it's a bit nippy, might have to wear my dressing gown, but I'm going to make sure I get outside for at least 15 to 30 minutes and just sit in nature, because I don't think I've got time to go for a walk or anything, but I can definitely allow myself that time on the balcony where I just don't have my phone and I just sit and have my coffee, look around, feel the nature, or read a book or something. Second thing is having a bath. This is what I'm going to do this evening. So I'm going to run myself a nice hot bath, put in my favorite Epsom salts and like a really nice bubble bath or a Lush bath bomb or something, and set an alarm for 60 minutes and take in my book. This is something I do quite regularly. Not as regularly as I would like to. I used to do this at least twice a week, but I'm trying to get back in the habit because I have let it slip a bit where I've been so busy. But I will set an alarm on my phone for like 60 minutes, put my phone outside of like my reach. So I'll put it on Do Not Disturb and like put it across the bathroom. Set the alarm, not too loud because it can be quite a shock to the system when it goes off. Like I've accidentally put my alarm on like full whack before and it is the biggest jump scare of your life. But set the alarm and just allow yourself to just immerse into that book world. I don't know about you, but I find when I read novels, I end up transported into this other world and I forget that I'm in the bath. I forget I'm me. And I feel like I'm that character and I'm watching that scene play out. And it's just so nice to be in that. And you might not be a reader, so this might not resonate as well with you. But if you are someone who enjoys reading, there's nothing better than a good book. Like when I was at my worst, at my lowest points, I found so much comfort in books. And there's books that I have on my shelf today, which helped me out of some really awful times. And I could never part with them because they made me feel so warm inside on days when I just really didn't want to feel warm inside. And I just find so much comfort in a good book. And I think a lot of you will resonate with that. But some people I know don't like reading, so that's okay. But if you don't, then definitely find a hobby that you love and follow the same kind of thing. So maybe you could still have a bath and watch a series that you love, or maybe you just enjoy sitting in the bath and listening to like a meditation tape or whatever it might be. But finding hobbies that you love is a really beautiful thing. And I find sometimes life really gets in the way of me doing those hobbies. So sometimes just giving myself that time, like again, 60 second alarm, 60 second. Oh my God, have I been saying that the whole time? I mean, 60 minute. God, I don't think I'd even read a page in 60 seconds. But finding 60 minutes in your evening, which you could do because we're all guilty of sitting in front of the TV for hours on end in an evening. But having that 60 minutes where you just dedicate yourself to a hobby that you've got, whether it's going for a run or reading a book, or I don't know, maybe you like pottery, maybe you like paint by numbers, maybe you like, it could be anything. There is such a vast range of hobbies out there. And if you don't know what that hobby could be, have a little Google and just type in like hobbies, because you'll find so many things. Like I discovered on TikTok a whole like world of people who, which actually I'm doing with my friends because it's gonna be really fun, but people who do like these painting evenings. So they buy these like mini easels, I assume off Amazon, and little canvases, and you just all sit and paint and you eat pasta and listen to like really relaxing music and just have like a wholesome evening with your friends. And I really want to get into that. Like I used to love painting. I think I've mentioned before, but obviously my background in uni and stuff was fashion design and art, and I just loved being creative. So my top subjects at school was actually like graphics, art and textiles. And French, weirdly enough. French is my highest GCSE grade that I got. Interesting fact about me, actually. I used to be pretty good at French. I think if I was there long enough, I'd know it now. But I really enjoyed painting and drawing. And in lockdown, I tried to get back into it. But it's something that I'm thinking about dedicating a little bit of time to now. And just every now and again, picking up, I don't know, even like watercolors or pencils or whatever. And just letting my mind run free, because it's such a release. But I would recommend finding a hobby that you love, or just rediscovering a hobby that you love. I know a lot of people do knitting, especially if you are someone who struggles with mental health. I've heard, I don't know if this is a fact, but I've heard that knitting or like cross stitch can be really, really good because it's like therapeutic. I personally do enjoy cross stitch. It's not for everyone. You can get some cool, like quirky new designs that are like a bit more aesthetic and stuff, but I just think it's really therapeutic for me, and having to focus on like a pattern and like doing the movements and stuff really heals me and relaxes me. The next thing is to listen to a podcast that inspires you. I think if you're listening to this podcast, that means you like podcasts. So I'm in the right company here. But I find self-help and relationship to self podcasts are so good for this, because if I listen to one, even subconsciously while I'm doing something else, it just makes me feel better because it's so uplifting and inspiring. I will leave a couple of podcast recommendations in the show notes, but there's a few that I love listening to, which just whenever I finish an episode, I just feel so inspired. There's a dozen out there that you can listen to. Maybe this is one that could be that exact thing that your eardrums need right now and just make you feel uplifted and better about everything, because hopefully that's what you get from my podcast, is a little bit of inspiration and happiness and positivity. But I do really find that listening to a good podcast episode really helps. And typically they're between 30 minutes and an hour long, which is the perfect amount of time to just really lose yourself into a conversation and come away feeling better. typically I will listen to these while I am doing things like cleaning my house or walking or just at the gym or something, because I really enjoy listening to podcasts when I'm distracted by something else too. So I won't ever just like sit and listen, which I don't think anyone really does actually, but I do enjoy them when I'm driving, walking, etc., because I feel like it helps me really subconsciously take in that information. And like I said, I do really feel away coming better and more inspired. Following on from that, I really enjoy cleaning my environment as well. When I feel a bit funky and I'm not sure what kind of headspace I'm in and I'm just a bit low and needing a bit of a pick-me-up, I think cleaning your environment really helps. And I'm a strong believer in tidy house, tidy mind. I think it's just the most accurate saying ever, because if my space is a mess, I'm a mess. No word of a lie. Like, I genuinely feel like my life is in a disarray if my house is just all over the place. Like, even right now I'm sitting here, and bless his heart, while I was in Cyprus this weekend, James did do a full house clean, and like I came back and it was all hoovered and he's cleaned the bathrooms and he's just made everything look amazing, which I love him so much for, because he knows it takes the stress off. And he is actually a superhero boy, because most boys don't do things like that and he does, and it's amazing, and I don't have to nag him for the dishwasher and stuff. In fact, it's probably the other way around. But I do find that sitting in a house that is a little bit untidy can make you feel a little bit untidy in your mind too. So for example, things like putting clothes away, like, I don't know about you, but even things like getting in the shower, I end up with a pile of clothes on the bathroom floor that sits there for a couple of days. Or things like taking the bins out, taking the cardboard out, cleaning your bathroom, just putting things away, because things can stack up really easily. Like, I don't have stairs, but I know that a lot of my friends who have stairs in their home end up with things piling up the stairs because it's like, oh, I need to take this up, and then you just forget. So I would say things like that always make you to feel better. And if you set a timer, it really helps, because you're giving yourself that 1 hour out of your TV time or whatever else it is you do in the day or the evening, and you're just making yourself feel better. Really good time to listen to a podcast too. So you could put the podcast on, and maybe, I don't know, if the podcast is, I don't know, 32 minutes, you could always put the 32-minute timer, or just say, I'm going to clean until this podcast is over. And you'll be surprised by how much you do, because even things like the dishwasher, I put off the dishwasher so much. Like, it'll be cleaned and I'll kind of like pull things out of it to use rather than putting it all away, which is such an annoying habit, and I need to break it because it's so ridiculously lazy. But just little things like that take 2 minutes. And when you've set yourself that timer, you'll be amazed at how much you can do. And it really helps you to feel a lot clearer mentally. And it's really calming to be in a space that is more free of clutter and just clean. Like, when my house is the most tidy is when I feel the most mental clarity. It's ridiculous. Another thing that really helps me is the scent as well. So this kind of goes hand in hand with cleaning your home, but I find that scent is a really big part of how calm I feel. I don't know if that's kind of like a placebo as well, but I really do think it helps. So I have a few go-to scents that I love. So there's one by the White Company, which is called like Calm, I think. And it's a really beautiful scent that's more like a spa kind of smell, but really good for like, it might be called Sleep actually. Is it called Sleep or Calm? I can't remember. But it's really good for just relaxing. So in the evenings, I sometimes like to put that in my oil diffuser in the bedroom and just calm myself down. I also love Paolo Santo, which is a beautiful scent too. And if you look into essential oils, I bought a pack on Amazon of like 12 essential oils. I'll leave it linked in the show notes, but you put them into an oil diffuser. Again, I'll leave one in the show notes. And there's like different blends you can do. So I looked on Pinterest and found like different blends for different things. So you could type in like anxiety blend or mental clarity or positivity blend, etc. And it will tell you which of them to put in and how much. So it could be like 2 drops of frankincense, 1 drop of lavender, etc. And it just creates a beautiful blend that you can just kind of scent your home with. And it's lovely. So I do that sometimes. I need to get back into doing that more actually, because it is a really beautiful way to make your home smell amazing. And especially in like this time of year, like spring, summer, I'm so big on the beautiful scents. Christmas time, I tend to default to the Christmas candles, not going to lie. But I am trying to get back into really focusing on the essential oils and smells that smell amazing. One that I actually really enjoy at the moment, I need to get my hands on it, is the Women's Balance by Neal's Yard. My friend Georgia had it as a moisturizer on holiday. And my goodness, every time she walked around, she was like wafting this scent that was just unreal. So she'd come out of her bedroom and we'd all be stood there like, Georgia, you just smell incredible. Like, it was just unbelievable. And I really want to get my hands on some because it smells so good. And it's obviously really good for like hormone balancing and stuff. And I really recommend focusing on scents that make you feel uplifted, because it is one of our senses. It's one of the things that will really help you out. And it's proven to really help relieve anxiety in some way too. Palo Santo is a personal favorite of mine. I do enjoy that a lot. I find that it just helps me feel in control, I guess the right way to think of it. Like, it's like a release and in control kind of scent. There is ways you can use it. I personally have incense sticks, but I also have like the actual pieces of wood. I just find the pieces of wood a bit harder to light and stay lit because I don't have like a match or anything. I've got like an electric lighter, but the incense sticks are really good because then it just scents out the home and then it burns. It smells amazing for a few hours and it's just really lovely. And I also quite like watching the smoke of an incense because it just looks really relaxing too. Okay, next thing is to avoid technology for a set period of time in your day. So whether that's before bed, during your lunch break, whenever you have that time, cut TV, cut the social media, cut the phone, and just do a hobby or something that feeds your soul. So that could be socializing, that could be going for a walk, reading a book, doing a hobby, anything. Especially the news and social media, because I do think they're the worst things to watch when you are feeling low, especially the news, because it's always just negativity. But being away from technology really helps. So I think I mentioned a few episodes ago that I am trying a thing where when I get into bed in the evenings, I'm allowing myself 30 minutes where I do a bit of journaling and a bit of reading to just have 30 minutes of no phone time, because I used to be a TikTok in bed watcher. Like, I used to watch TikTok till I fell asleep, and sometimes I'd be on it for like 2 hours, which is so criminal. But that's just, I'm embarrassed to admit that, because it's just, you fall into the TikTok hole and you can't get out of it. But taking that technology break is such a wonderful way to feed your soul. And I find if you have that lunch break time, obviously, if you work for yourself or you work from home, like, it is a bit harder to do this, but you have to really be dedicated. So I'll allow like half an hour. So I'll cook my food, obviously without my phone or anything. And then I have half an hour I sit and eat and just like be mindfully eating and just don't have any technology, don't have a phone, no TV, nothing. And just sit and like be in silence for a bit. And it's just so nice. So nice. Then one of my favorite ways to really find mental clarity is to spend time with people who uplift me and make me feel incredible, whether that's over FaceTime or in person. I'd rather it be in person just because it feels nice to see someone and have like a physical hug. But also if your friends are a bit further away or that person that you want to talk to isn't really close by, FaceTime is equally just as good. I love FaceTiming my mum, actually. It's one of my favorite things because she's just, I love chatting to her. I also talk to my dad a lot on the phone too, and I find them both just to be really calming. Sometimes not, but sometimes calming. Depends on the situation. But I do find that going for a walk with a friend, so you're in nature, feeling relaxed, and you can talk through things or just chat about anything and everything else, is really nice. And like I said with Cyprus, it's really nice to be around people who uplift and inspire you and people who make you feel good or just will listen to you, because listening is just one of the best qualities of human being. And if you have people around you who are listeners, it's just amazing. Like, I always try and be a listener, but also have friends who listen, so you've got that kind of balance. And just being heard is so lovely. Although I do also think that writing out your emotions can help too, if you maybe don't want to talk to someone, because sometimes it can be quite tricky or there's emotions you don't want to share. And writing it out can help too. If I write things out, I will burn them with Palo Santo, of course. But I try and write down everything that I'm feeling and as much emotion and detail as possible. And then I burn it, because it just gives that release that is so like, ugh. I can't explain it other than that. Like, it just feels like a release. And it sounds silly, but when I tried it in Reiki sessions before, it did really, really help. So I love doing that. And I also find journaling helps too, whether that's to vent out feelings or whether it's just focusing on the positives of the day. It's just a good way to get everything out of your brain and like dump it onto a page. I do try, if I journal, to be a little bit more positive, but sometimes you can find that the negativity needs to come out first, or the positivity comes out and you need to also have that negative like release. But getting things written on paper is such a release. Obviously, if you use a phone, that's fine. You can write it in your notes, however works for you. I just find like physical pen to paper works really well for me. I don't find that writing in notes is as helpful, but that's not to say it won't work for you, because I have friends who find that they can't write as well, but they really enjoy like the digital way of doing it. And then the last two things I'm going to say is to make sure that you say your affirmations in the mirror. And tell yourself how amazing you are, and tell yourself that you are positive, you are beautiful, you are kind, you are strong, and you are capable of anything. Because those positive affirmations, if you're saying them to yourself, specifically in a mirror, because I find if I'm staring at myself, I'm almost like, you need to be these things, like you are these things, you will be okay. But saying affirmations is really powerful and really beautiful. You can kind of do it as subliminals if you wanted to. If you look up subliminals on Spotify or wherever, you could look up like self-love ones or like positivity, etc., because they tell you affirmations, but like subconsciously, so you can hear relaxing music, but like the underlying tone of affirmations. And it's lovely. I enjoy doing those, but sometimes I do just say it in the mirror. And the final thing is to make sure you write your gratitudes. The most impossible task when you're feeling low, and I know that because I don't do it. There is gaps galore in my gratitude journal from weeks and days when I felt a bit off. But I find that even trying to write three things about that day or just anything that make me feel good and that I'm grateful for really helps. And typically when I'm anxious, they're not as like well thought out as normal. But I will thank the universe for keeping me on the right path. I will thank my health and be grateful for the fact that I woke up that morning and the beautiful sky and the taste of a coffee, like all the little tiny things that you really take for granted. And I think even more so take for granted when you're not feeling great. It's just nice to release and be like, I'm so grateful that I'm here and I'm so grateful that I'm alive and I'm so grateful that things are still good around me, even when internally I feel like they're not. And eventually it really does help. And I find gratitudes to be a really good way of just making me see the positives in a day, especially if you write them first thing, because if I wake up in an anxious mood like I did this morning, writing my gratitudes first thing just makes me be so much more grateful for everything. And I don't dwell as much on how I'm feeling, because I'm like, do you know what? I might feel these things, but look how many amazing things are happening around me and just inspire me and keep me going every single day. And it does help. It might not feel like it specifically in that moment, but it does help. But hopefully this podcast episode has inspired you. I'm sorry it's a bit all over the place and I've talked in riddles a little bit, but I really wanted to just make this episode while I was feeling it too, because I think sometimes a problem shared is a problem halved, and those are the things that have worked for me in the past and work for me still today. But I also wanted you to know that you're not alone if you're feeling that way, because it can often seem like on social media and in life in general that everyone is just doing so much better and everyone else is so much more positive, and that's not always the case. One thing I really try and portray across my entire presence on the internet is that not everything is perfect all the time, and it's okay to have those moments where you feel a little bit out of whack. It's completely fine, like it's so okay. And I never want you to feel like I'm sat here living this perfect life where everything's going well all the time and look how amazing and beautiful everything is. And like, it's not always like that. Not everything is sunshine and rainbows, and I want to be as real and honest with you as possible, because yes, I believe in the law of attraction and yes, I manifest, but it doesn't mean that I'm 24/7 on that positivity train, because I'm not. Like, the attitude of gratitude is here, but she's just dipped a little bit, and that's totally okay. So I guess my task for the week is going to be to really focus on some self-care. Whether you're feeling positive or negative or a little bit in between, just really focus on something this week that is a self-care task, whether it's just for an hour, that makes you feel really good, because I promise you it will change your week and it will make you feel amazing in the long term. And I really want you to try and give yourself even just that 1 hour to feel uplifted. But hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please let me know by giving me a rating on Spotify, or if you're listening via Apple Podcasts, a review would really help. Obviously, the better this podcast does on ratings, the higher it's going to rank and the more people that find it who it can also help. So anything like that would be really great, and I would be so appreciative to all of you. I cannot believe there are so many of you that listen to these on a weekly basis either. Like, genuinely, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It makes me so happy that some of you keep coming back, and just I can inspire so many people. So thank you a million times. But I'm going to round off the episode here. So thank you for listening, guys. Hopefully you can finish this week on some good vibes, and I'll see you in my next one. I love you all. Goodbye.